The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talk with infusion nurse Linda Ankrum. I talk with Linda about her career as an infusion nurse and about the ways she connects with her patients and their families in the course of her work in an outpatient infusion clinic. Check it out. Hi, Linda. Welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the program, and I'm very excited to chat with you. And I'll start off and ask you the traditional first question I have for all of our guests, and really just want to know a little bit about why you chose nursing as a career, and tell us a little bit about your nursing background.
I think I chose nursing because nurses have always inspired me and was always impressed by their work, and I feel as though I was a good fit because I always look for ways that I can help improve a person's quality of life and help to care for others.
And what was your career path like? I mean, when you went through nursing school, did you go through a BSN program and then an advance through that? Or tell us a little bit about how that worked.
So I started my nursing education through an associate's program, and then through opportunities, through my work and my career, I was able to do my advanced degrees.
Excellent. And how long have you been a nurse now?
Going on 20 years.
Wow. So, and you're now settled into infusing nursing. How did you get started in that aspect of nursing specialty? Was that something that you found rather early, or did you go through like med-surg and some other specialties before you got here?
I actually was fortunate to be part of a very progressive program. So early on in my career, it was a model and a pilot to do a med-surg unit that was built with like a 24-hour OBS. So it was one of the very first ones in the country. And so with that said, we started doing our infusions in that area in a pediatric arena. So I've been doing infusions for my career, whether it was from the med-surg and the 24-hour OBS to the ICU setting and now with the outpatient setting. So I have actually seen this model grow and change and evolve, and the patient's response to, you know, how we're addressing their needs in the community.
And you said you're in an outpatient setting now. How is that different? What's that role like for you?
I think it is different because I'm at the community's doorstep, you know, and I don't know if that makes proper sense, but
oh, it does. I feel like
we are providing them a convenience. We're providing them a service that brings care to them and closer to them in their community, as we service, you know, a huge tri-state area. And we also provide quality of life for them. So it's not about an admission to a hospital, and it's not about, you know, a confusing piece of their health history getting lost in, you know, all of the agenda of the inpatient area that, you know, has multiple layers. So they have their immediate needs met, and they can still maintain their careers, their families, their, you know, things that they're passionate about on a regular basis.
So, Linda, what's the biggest challenge you've encountered so far in your role as an infusion nurse in this outpatient setting? And what did you do to kind of work around it?
I think there are several challenges when you're looking at the model of an outpatient infusion setting and the nurse's role, and that is, of course, being confident and very knowledgeable in care for a patient, because the nurse in the setting works very autonomously, and they have to make, critical thinking judgments in a very fast-paced environment. I think that one of the barriers has been overcoming the perception that there's really not much that goes on in an outpatient setting. So I think that bringing that knowledge to the public and to the profession has been challenging, because you want to help people understand that there are a lot of moving parts, we have a lot of responsibility, and this is a place for that is very safe, and it is credentialed, it's monitored, the staff that cares for these patients are, specially certified oftentimes, have high level of education, and they're experts in their area of care. So it shouldn't be dismissed, and most often the nurses that are caring for the patients in the setting have come from a very rigorous inpatient arena where they have been taking care of the most sick patients. So they have that years and depth of knowledge. So I think when our patients are questioning if it's the right place for them, I encourage them to really do some homework, speak with the nurses, get to know them. And it's one of the things I talk to my nurses about all the time, too, is tell the patients about you. Nurses are not educated or raised to brag about themselves. And so I think that's something that I've learned through my walk through my career. And so I try to share that with them, that people do want to know about you. They want to know all the great things that you do and all the things that you're certified in, and, what has your nursing career looked like, and what have been your challenges? So I don't know if I answered that clearly, but.
Absolutely. I love that you kind of work with the other members of the nursing staff to help each other understand that the patients want to get to know us better. And that's something I think we all could stand to learn from. So thank you for sharing that. We talked about the challenges, but they're all, the best part about being a nurse from my standpoint is just the rewards that I get from my nursing career. What do you see as your biggest reward in where you work now?
I think the number one thing, there's a million rewards. I could go through a list, but I think when I'm able to bring a sense of calm and peace and hope to a patient, they, the reward is just the top of the list, because they can see that they can gain, again, that quality of life. They feel safe, and they have a sense of knowing that they're getting the best care that's available, because we've just, have nursing excellence in front of them all the time. So, it goes from the way we maintain our environment to the time we sit and speak with them one-on-one, the way we care for their family members, the way we label our drugs and our bags, it doesn't matter. It's, the neatness of our environment. It shows that, we are experts and excellent, and we will go the extra mile all the time.
So when you think about the nurses you work with and other nurses that you've been in this career, as you said, 20 years, what do you see as the thing that makes somebody a modern nurse? The things have changed so much over 20 years. What do you look for or see in your fellow nurses or in yourself that says, I have adapted to the modern world of nursing?
Their ability to change and grow with the healthcare arena. I think that healthcare is constantly changing, and, when you are able to accept that and move with it, that makes you the modern nurse. You cannot be regimented. You cannot stick your head in the sand and not realize that change is happening, because that's when you're going to miss something, and that's where, we have, quality and safety concerns. So, and if you know, it's all part of being a team player too. You know, I remember when we started with the electronic medical record, and standing next to my peers, and some of them were crying and some of them are leaving their profession. And I'm like, stop, like everybody just stop. Like, it's okay. It's just change, you know, and we're going to move through like this, just like we went from glass bottles to bags, you know, like there are things that have to happen and they are in the interest of patient safety and improving the quality of care that we can provide, you know. That was life-changing for the patients and the nursing staff and the medical staff. So, you know, those opportunities to participate are always there. And I think it's your attitude that you go into it with.
So could you share with us maybe a particular patient interaction you're proud of or that's particularly memorable to you in your nursing career?
There's so many of them. There's just, I think one that sticks out when I do talk about infusions is I remember this young lady who was an adolescent, and I had taken care of her before, but never before had her dad been there with her. And then somebody says to me right before I go into the room to talk to the family, introduce myself and get the child's IV started and everything, oh, by the way, you know that her dad's an ER doctor? And this child was upset. Like, so she was hysterical because she knew I was coming to infuse medication, which meant she had to have an IV. And, you know, others' perspective was she was old enough to know better. She shouldn't be crying, you know? And I was of the fact that she's been here so many times, her poor body is sick of us, okay? So we need to be compassionate. And I don't care if it's one stick or 20, sometimes you just can't tolerate it anymore, you know? And being there for an entire day or possibly overnight and all the pieces that go with it. But then in my mind, I'm like, okay, great. So I know how to take care of this child, but I don't even know how to take care of a doctor's, like, expectations. So I had to kind of learn very quickly how I was going to approach the situation, how I was going to provide care to both of them. And it turns out that he was very calm and, you know, sat and held his daughter. And at the same time, like, he calmed me. He talked to me and he said, listen, I haven't had a pediatric patient since I was in school. He's like, so I'm not here to judge you. You know, he was like, do the best you can. And I respect you because this is what you do every day. So it's just a silly story, but I think it's, you know, significant to me that you can cross a lot of hurdles and developed great relationships. And, you know, from there on, like, he would come with her and, you know, we were able to just, you know, take care of her in the way that we wanted, you know, the best for her. So, and calm her at the same time. So.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah. She trusted me, you know, she was like, it's okay.
And I think it's a great look at what you talked about earlier about being adaptable and being open to change. I mean, especially with pediatric patients, because they're so varied in nature and age and what you run into. And you can see a lot of different patients and everyone's just completely different than the last, more so than adults. So, I you know, that's a wonderful story. I love hearing about that.
Good.
So when you think about infusion nursing, Why do you think, you know, being a nurse is an important part of that process? I mean, infusion nursing, you could have somebody that you know, starts the IV and does those things that isn't a nurse. But sometimes bringing nursing into a process changes it. So what do you think is the most important part of being a nurse in the world of infusion nursing?
I think this goes back to even my conversation about the most valuable moments, too. And I think that I've come to realize that as a nurse, you have the ability to change a person's perception of their care based on our ability to educate the patient and family. So, yes, we could very easily have some of these skills divided out into different levels of, you know, healthcare professionals. But the one thing we can't give away is our ability to teach. And I think that is a very unique piece of our profession. And it's not, you know, like textbook teaching. It's not sitting there and saying, okay, well, we're going to go through this piece of information about your medications. It's more about integrating all those pieces that we need to have them see and learn and understand into a less formal structure, or to recognize how that patient learns best, or how that family member is going to perform aftercare at home, and making sure they have all the pieces they need, but still being able to slow down, take the time, be compassionate, so you're really seeing the teachbacks, you know. I think that that's one piece that comes back to me over and over again. And again, I bring that to my nurses at the bedside or the chair side, and I said, you know, I know the doctor talks to the patient. I know the doctor teaches the patient, but what the nurses teach is completely different. It's, you know, teaching them all the great stuff nurses learn in school. And it's, you know, those tasks, from the tasks of, you know, how to take care of a wound, or how to take care of, you know, your IV, whether you have a port or anything else, to how do you do care for yourself beyond your disease. You know, like, what are the things you're doing for your mental health and spiritual health, or, you know, like more holistic care, and the family members as well. You know, what are you doing for yourself? So, I don't know.
I think that's great. As an infusion nurse, you know, a lot of nurses are listening to this, maybe thinking maybe infusion nursing is a career they'd like to look into. Are there particular skills as a nurse that you'd recommend someone work on or acquire before moving into an infusion nursing or applying for an infusion nursing role?
I think most important is that you are truly invested in being a nurse. I think that, you know, if you have the passion to care for others, the rest can be taught, and the skill sets and everything else will come along. And the infusion centers and infusion nurses are very willing to teach, and we're very much mentors, and we love to see other people succeed. And so currently the trend is that oftentimes, so we have a young new nurse that just graduated. She goes to work in, say, an inpatient hospital area, but they need her to learn some IV skills or accessing ports or just time management. So the trend right now is that they're placing these young nurses out into the outpatient centers to learn this timing and skill sets, because they're not getting it on the inpatient side, because they're trying to keep patients out of the hospital, you know. So they're not seeing necessarily maybe that high acuity that we used to. So it's really an interesting dynamic, and we see a lot of the student nurses out of the colleges come through and do rotations. So we actually just look forward to it. We know what time of year they're coming. We're like, oh, they're coming. We get to talk to young people and inspire them, you know?
So do you encourage people to get into infusion nursing? I mean, what do you tell someone is the, you know, the benefit that you see, or the thing that you think they would like about infusion nursing?
I think that I do encourage young people, young graduates, to join our team, because it is challenging. You know, it challenges your mind. It's critical thinking, and it's physically challenging too. You have, you know, to be fast-paced. You know, it's a very fast-paced world. Things change quickly. So, and it's very interactive. So the multidisciplinary teams, you know, you're touching all those parts constantly. So it's not like you're siloed out into only the nurses over here and then, you know, the doctors over there. It's the group that works so hard together to make sure these plans are in place, make sure that all the questions are answered, make sure the, you know, expertise is touched every layer, and the patient treatment is at the center. So I think if you're looking for a multidisciplinary team that works really efficiently and proactively for a patient together, that is a setting, the infusion setting is ideal.
As far as improvements you've seen in patients because of your role as an infusion nurse, what have you seen over the recent years? I mean, you've talked a little bit about how things are changing to this outpatient setting. How has that helped the patients? How has that improved their lives?
I think at so many levels, it has improved their lives. I think they've learned to trust the care that's delivered in these settings. So now they're more informed and they're more knowledgeable. So they've grown with us. I think that, again, we've helped them. These settings have helped them maintain their quality of life because they can, maintain their outside, activities. They maintain their jobs. They are able to come here, finish up, and still get their children off their bus. They can attend their after-school activities. They're not worried about, child care or, can I get to, go out of town this weekend because they're not tied to a bed in a hospital setting. They know that we can deliver care expertly and efficiently. So I think that that's enormous. I think that the disease now doesn't become their entire life. It's part of who they are. And I think that's the biggest thing to remember over and over again. It doesn't define them. It's not who they are. We are taking care of that whole person, and it's just a piece of them. And it's very hard for someone with a chronic disease to have those moments of feeling normal, like they fit in, like they're part of everybody else. And then they forget that they're not the only one, too. So I think that the other piece that this environment brings them is the community feeling that they now know that they have a group around them that they visibly can see coming and going that potentially deal with their same issues. And so part of our teaching is teaching our population about support groups. And, we develop programs around the feedback that we get from patients about what we could do differently or what they would like to see offered in these outpatient settings. So oftentimes, they'll come back just to participate in something like that. And oftentimes the conversation is, as we're building these things, again, well, nobody's going to want to do that. Nobody's going to want to come. And they do come. So you don't just not offer something based on your opinion of what we think what the response will be. I think you create the opportunity, create the offering, and then, revisit the outcomes. It's like any good evidence-based science, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to add about infusion nursing or your job that you think our audience would be interested in hearing about?
Well, I think that it's important to make people understand that, if the infusion nurse is bigger than just the degree or the person that chose to be the nurse, and there are career ladders that can be obtained. And, I think that it's really a really neat story when you look at, my career path and, how I've moved through and through advanced degrees and being given opportunities to move into leadership roles and, oversee these areas that you've been so passionate about, and making sure that clinical expertise is maintained and the quality and the safety and the friendliness and the, customer service, just keep it all intact. And so when you get a chance to go from the bedside to chair side and then into, that leadership role, it really means a lot to you. And I think that more nurses should be less afraid of leadership roles and really understand that I think it's part of what we're charged with. We're charged with, looking after all of these programs.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon. You'll find this month's other episode interview with a nurse leader and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com.
Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.